When I was in Lagos, I was working with this person. I was working at an advertising agency, and I told my boss one day that I was really, really sick and I needed to go. She's like, Nora, you're fine. I had to open up to her that,
Madam,
I'm not fine, yo. Kini, he's doing me strong thing. And then she sat me down and then asked me, she's like, wow, have you been coping? I'm like, Jesus is the advantage.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have anything.
Let's talk period, ladies. Welcome back to MPC, My Period Chronicles, and I am one of your hosts, Bijemi Adedire Wave.
Adedire Tayo.
Okay, so we saved the best for the last. We're here with the first lady. She's in the building. Nora Sturdies.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, honestly speaking, and we are actually honored to have you
share your story. Thank you.
We know that considering what you do and the kind of person you are, a lot of people will get to hear you and learn about it. So before we even started recording, you've been giving me, I had to stop you, like, Madam, wait, let's start recording first. So I really would want you to share your story first before we take other chronicles. This is a powerful podcast series.
Yeah.
We are representing millions of women out there that have not been given this platform to share their story.
Sure.
And some of them even think they are the only ones going through this because people make them feel like they are over-exaggerating their experiences.
Yeah.
So please let the world know, how is it like when you have a period?
It's actually a tug of war. Literally a tug of war. I don't get to see my period like 12 times the way the normal lady should.
Mm-hmm.
I have very, very irregular periods. Like, I could see my period 5 times in a year. And it's been a thing of concern, like, right from when I started seeing my period. Really. And then I go to the hospital, what's wrong? Do I have fibroid? Is it PCOS? What exactly is the problem?
Mm-hmm. And?
I need to tell you how draining it is for you to actually continuously bleed for over a month. When it's not like I gave birth or something.
Even if you give birth.
Right? I'm actually, you know, the truth is I am scared about childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I could see my period for over a month when it's just menstruation,
mm-hmm.
what then happens when
I give birth
and then you literally have to like bleed out and all of that? It scares me. It has not happened yet, but it's scaring me. I could literally see my period in June. And then see it for June till the end of June, from the beginning of the month to the end of June, and then maybe into 3, 4, 5 days in July, and then for August, September, October, November, nothing. Maybe November. Then it comes waltzing into my life like, yo, I'm back. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Do you get? It's so rude. Do you know how that feels?
Oh my goodness.
Jesus, nah.
You know, initially when you said you only see your period like 5 times a year, I was like, I want that because I
no,
see my
period. No, you don't. Trust me, you do not want it. It is not something I wish on anybody. Really. I had to see a gynecologist then.
So what exactly was
the problem, right? It wasn't PCOS, it wasn't fibroid, it wasn't diabetes.
It wasn't any of
it. It wasn't any of this.
And you're still going through this. So there's no explanation for what you're
going through. And then the gynecologist said, do you have somebody in your
family that goes through this.
Has this thing? And then I'm like, yes, my mom actually is like this.
Okay.
And then when she started giving birth,
it stopped.
Kind of like regulated itself and all of that. But sometimes, here and there, sometimes she still has.
It happens again.
Yeah, a couple of times it comes and then like that. And I'm like, no, there has to be a cure, a solution for this thing. Because if it's not fibroid, it's not PCOS, if it's not ovarian,
then it's an explanation.
And then I think it's hormonal imbalance. And then this is actually very recent.
Mm-hmm.
I've been visiting the gynecologist for a while now. And then I have to go back to see the gynecologist for the hormonal test on the second day of my next period.
So
this is really very big for me, but I'm going to put this out there because I feel like a lot of women are going through that right now. I haven't seen my period since December. I got sick and then it stopped at some point when I was taking injections and drips and all of that.
Oh my God.
It stopped for like 4 or 5 days. And then on the 19th of January, I started spotting again. And then I started bleeding.
Okay.
And then I told myself, nah, this is not going to continue. Right? So I'm actually on a drug right now that has subsided all of that. So it keeps, it stops the abnormal flow of bleeding. It is actually a contraceptive. But I have to take it every day. And then now it has actually stopped the bleeding, right? So I have to wait for the next menstrual cycle,
mm-hmm.
the second day, mm-hmm. to visit the gynecologist. Then I can do the hormonal test. I personally feel that if it's not hormonal imbalance, then it has to do with my gene.
Yeah,
I was going
to say genetics.
Genetics, really.
I don't know what to say.
It's a lot to take in, right? It's a lot to take in, I know.
Really how do you go on living like
a normal person? I won't lie to you. I have, over time, come to get used to the fact that this is what happens. So once my period just, you know, periods could be really rude. Trust me, very rude. They just creep into your life like, yo, what's up, man? I've been away for a very, very long time. I'm back. I get unnecessarily angry, moody, cravings. It feels like it's a community thing on its own, to be honest.
She said it's a community.
It's a community. Because yes, I'm angry, I'm not angry, I'm moody, I'm not moody.
There's a lot going
on. I want to eat roasted watermelon. I want to eat boiled banana, fried shawarma. Yeah. It's a whole
thing. I'm sorry, crazy. I had to laugh.
It's creeping. I tell you, it's crazy.
Well, I think people should know when a woman is going through these, that's the reactions to what is happening inside of you should be expected. Okay, so honestly, if you're with what you're going through, whenever you are angry, I walk you. I'll say,
yes, I do. I need all the hugs I can get.
Oh my God.
And sometimes I tend to lose weight when these things happen. And now, yes, that's another thing. Your size, weight could actually be another factor.
Okay.
To this whole thing. Diabetes could actually be a problem too. So sometimes when you're overweight, I think it tells on your monthly cycle.
It's really beautiful how you know so much.
I had to, because I mean, it's
happening to you.
Yes, it's happening to me. So I had to read more about it. I had to talk to my doctors, talk to gynecologists. I needed to really sit down and know what is going on with me. You needed to, like, my heart was literally in my mouth when I was doing the whole, like, the ultrasound section, and then they were searching, let me see if you have fibroid. I'm like, Holy Spirit, today. Holy Spirit.
Look at me, I'm trying to assimilate everything.
I'm very
she's
happy. Yeah. As much as I'm not happy that you're in this position, Suma makes it's valid. But she makes a circus when she's on her period.
It happens.
A giant circus.
Of course. Never funny. Sometimes I don't feel my legs.
Okay.
So I when I'm on my period, I don't go out. I shouldn't even bother trying to go out. It's not gonna work.
At some point in my life, when I stopped my period, I think the first and second day. There was a point in my life where I would actually take injections to reduce the pain because I would be really in pain.
Yeah.
Like I literally fold myself and then it's something else.
I cannot relate.
Nah. And then Felvin and Buscopan was my best friend.
No, at a point that wasn't working for me.
Yeah, I was going to ask because
I stopped.
I stopped.
I had to stop. But I must be honest, the pain that comes with the period has actually subsided. Like I don't get to feel pain the way I used to feel pain when I was in secondary school. Jesus, when I'm on my period, everybody
will know.
And it was back so embarrassing. Like it was really embarrassing.
There is nothing can do.
It shouldn't be embarrassing.
I sit in different positions.
I understand. It was only when I earlier started that I used to have like cramps. So after I was just like, it has come, alright.
Oh no, the cramps were really terrible for me. They were so terrible that at some point when it comes, I'd actually take injections. Like a nurse would come around and give me injections to just pacify me and make me feel calm and all of that. It was terrible.
And then you'll finally be able to sleep.
Yes.
Like, you feel like, okay, I'm actually...
At that time, my mom would say, go and take crap, tie your tummy, lie on the floor.
Bye-bye.
Right?
And after all of this, somebody will not ask what do you bring to the table. But that's by the way.
I am the table.
Oh,
alright guys, recall that my period chronicles, like, we are heavy on the chronicles. So you guys keep sending your stories to us, mpc@okutoku.com, or, you know, you can visit our social media pages and engage with us there. So right now we want to take a story. Someone submitted her chronicle and would like to share it so you guys can learn more.
Okay, so this is Shay from Kaduna. Hi, Shay. Shay says, so my period was never regular. I feel your pain, sis. I never knew when it would come, and I never used to have symptoms like cramps, so it would just come like an unwelcome visitor. I told you, yeah? It wasn't its way into your life. So in my 200 level, I remember I went to church and I kept on feeling some type of way and knew my period had probably started. So at the end of the service, I was heading to the cafeteria with my friends and I felt the blood running down my thighs. Yo, I have been in this situation before. And because you don't know, you don't have a specific date. I was in church, actually, truly, like this too. And then I felt it. I ran. Yeah, it was really embarrassing. Oh. I'm so sorry, Shay. In my mind, I was like, ah, I'm finished. So I changed my course and started heading to my hall. Thank God for the dress I wore that day. It was long. I now had to hold it out in front of me so blood would not get on it while I was walking. The Cinderella walk I was doing that day. I can honestly feel your pain. Do you know that I had to go out at some point one day and then I was wearing a black jean. I was in the car. I came down. Of course, the black always hides your secret, but the black could not hold the velocity of the blood. Jesus. I came down from the car and the seat was terribly stained. I was so embarrassed.
I've actually been in that position. I was traveling all the way from Abuja to Bayelsa and it started. And the bus had issues. So I got to Bayelsa past midnight and I was soaked from my waist down. Like I threw the dress, like there's no point trying to wash this.
Right? No, there was nothing. Like, and she said, I was almost at my hall when the blood actually started staining my dress. I'm so sorry, baby. Praise the Lord, it was lunch time and everyone was headed to the cafeteria. Yeah, she has to praise the Lord. Do you know how embarrassing that thing is? Oh, well, thankfully it has become regular now and I can avoid situations like this. I would really like to know how Shay got her periods to be regular, to be honest. But Shay, I totally understand every single thing that you have written here, that you have shared. I've been in this shoe.
You've lived
time.
You've seen
it. And time again. Like it keeps happening. So, but the good thing is now, I don't know if it's growth and development thing follows, but now.
It's like it now, has a character.
When I'm about to see my period, my breast is full.
Yeah.
I get moody. Mm-hmm. I start spotting. Yes, I start spotting. And then I'm like, okay.
So what happens to people who have like different symptoms? I have different symptoms every month. Okay. Some months is the boob thing. On some months, I'm just angry. And I'm a bit lower. I'm just angry. On some months, I'm just craving something. Sometimes I don't even have like cramps at all. I'm just craving. On some months, it's itching. My body just begins to itch out of the blue. And I didn't even know that was a symptom until last year. It is, apparently. I was just itching and itching. And I told my friend, I don't know, I'm reacting to somebody.
This is the first time I'm hearing
Is your period coming? I said, yeah, it should. It's around the corner. She said, it's probably your period. And immediately my period came, it actually stopped. I didn't know.
But I know my weird cravings come into play. My weird cravings come into play. I then get very moody. I'm just really irritated by anything and everything.
I'm irritated, I'm heavy, like I can't move. So when the pain kicks in, I don't like people seeing me.
Oh, I forgot, I always shine. Like I look extremely beautiful.
Yeah. But you cannot show it to the world.
You get in your house. So Shay, I am so sorry that you have to go through all of this. I'm really, really glad that your period is now regular. I wish you could actually share how
her secrets.
Yeah.
How she made it regular.
How she made it regular. I swear, I really.
But if you can also share how to make it less than 7 weeks. Anything to make it less than that.
I wish if there was something I could do to make it less than 7 days. Or less than a month in my case.
Wow.
Yes. I thought I had, like, I look at that and I'm like, sister.
You have gone
through.
Yeah. I think every woman just always has that one thing that's crazy. crazy about their appearance, no matter how good it is for people. So there was one time when my friends were talking about how I'm lucky with my periods. I'm like, are you sure? And I used to brag that I'm God's favorite because like I don't have issues and everything. But then I now thought about it. People see their periods like 12 times a year. Mm-hmm. I see mine like 20 to 24 times every year.
Why on earth do you have to see your period 24 times? Like, what's going on? Okay, Tutu, what's going on?
What's going on? Really? I see twice a month. It's now, so as I got older, I decided to space out. She has experienced it. Because
like beginning and the end of the month?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I have a friend. Well, I was in university. She could see her period twice in a month. Like, if it comes... Now, the thing is, if it comes very early
the first
in
the week.
Month, like the first week
expected
of the month...
the last week.
She expected the last week. I don't envy her at all.
And it's 3 days, though. It's just 3 days, but...
You're lucky.
It's good luck.
And good 3 days.
That's
the I would give an arm if to have my period for 3 days.
Forget it. Trust me.
Okay.
Man.
Guys, We actually have to stop here.
We could go on and on. She has so much content. I feel like I just want her to keep talking. Yes,
keep
talking.
Okay, but seriously, we were supposed to talk about period names.
Yes,
that's what brought us here.
That's true.
We have derailed.
We're supposed to talk about period names.
Okay. Let's talk briefly. Let's touch on period names. Why is period called period? But really, why is it called period? Have we thought about it?
Is the duration of time where you bleed?
Really, is that why? I think if you
it's menstruation.
If you read about it, right? Yeah. If you Google this, period. The name period actually started. It's a Greek word, peri, and hodos.
She did her research.
Oh, I did my homework. Right, and peri means around.
Okay.
And the hodos means way or path, and over time it became like the Latin. Actually, it became a Latin word, periodus, which means finding a path, like around the path. And then the word period itself started, I think, around the 1800s.
Okay.
Right. So people started using the word period.
But let's come to the Nigerian sector.
Yeah.
Your visitor is here.
There's so many names you call it.
Aunt Flo.
Girl Flu. And to be honest, it is enough to be called Girl Flu. I mean... To be very honest, you're literally sick.
Is it safe to say that every woman gets sick once a month?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, I think so.
If you're not physically ill, you're mentally ill or emotionally ill somehow. So
yes, really.
This is part of the reason I work remotely, because how do I explain to my boss
why you're not
that
at work?
I cannot come to work. Mm-hmm. Like, how do I tell you that it's my period? And like, yeah.
I was in Lagos, I was working with this person. I was working in an advertising agency, and I told my boss one day that I was really, really sick and I needed to go. And she was like, Nora, you are fine. I had to open up to her that,
madam,
I'm not fine, yo. Kini is doing me strong thing. And then she sat me down and then asked me questions. She was like, wow.
I know.
Have you been coping? I'm like, Jesus is the advantage.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have anything to say. It was crazy.
This is why we should mandate period leaves. Period.
That's another thing. We are going to talk about
hashtag mandate period leave.
Honestly.
Okay, but at this point, we have to go.
Oh God, I can't believe we have to go.
So guys, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
Aww. We still
please
need
tell Shane to share how
we don't know Shane now.
We really don't know Shane.
Shane is listening. I'm sure Shane.
I'm very sure she'll be listening to this.
Wherever
Shane, if
you're
seeing this, please
tell this woman.
Tell me.
But really, we are laughing about it.
It's not.
But it's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's not.
So
this feels more like an advocacy than just a podcast, right?
Yeah.
Where we want people to listen and we want other women to know that, babe, whatever it is you are going through, we are not so similar, by the way.
Why not?
Yes,
our experience is completely
different.
You're like the itching part. No, I've never
yes,
had that.
Like so, itching.
Your entire body.
Tutu.
But really,
do you go out when you're itching?
Like, how do you do this?
I get that. How
does it work? It's okay, we understand. Sometimes we also kind of express what it is we are going to. But we're here to say that we understand.
Yeah.
Okay, and we hear you. So please share your stories. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Bye, guys. Bye.